Galnet News Digest, 21st of May 3310. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, we're approaching the halfway mark of Titan destruction. A commander is accused of making a mess at Beagle Point. And not one, but two commanders have completed the Hutton run in less than 30 minutes.
Unless something goes horribly wrong, the fourth Titan will be destroyed this coming weekend. Titan Hadad, which is notable for its inconvenient distance from the jump-in point, is expected to control just two systems by Thursday, making it highly vulnerable to direct attack. Using nanite torpedoes and AX missile racks, the community is expected to pile in from Thursday evening to destroy Hadad's 8 thermal core-based hearts. Following which, it seems likely that there will be 24 hours to rescue trapped humans and murder fleeing Orthrus interceptors before the Titan explodes. Anyone who inflicts 2 million credits worth of damage to Hadad's thermal core in the week before it explodes, and that means any time from now, will earn cosmetic rewards, and arcs will also be awarded for inflicting damage on each of the 8 hearts. Some cynics have suggested that the cosmetic rewards can be earned just by turning up in the HIP 3377 system for a couple of minutes. But we know that this won't be true this time round. Commanders are advised where possible to bring a ship with the Achilles Supercruise Overcharge FSD to avoid most of the inevitable and tiresome string of interdictions that accompany any supercruise through Thargoid-controlled space.
A canon counsellor who should know better has been accused of littering after he admitted dropping Hutton mugs and Levian brandy at the famous Beagle Point and Isham's Reach tourist destinations. Councillor Sovereign Winter explained that over the past 6 years he's been flying regularly to Beagle Point and to Isham's Reach, the points furthest from Sol on the diametrically opposite side of the galactic plane, to fulfil his ambition to be the first pilot to take every one of the 38 types of starship across the galaxy. On each of these transgalactic flights, Commander Winter took Levian brandy and a Hutton mug, and inexplicably chose to abandon them in orbit around Beagle Point. He later compounded his crimes against the environment by leaving 38 Levian brandies and 38 Hutton mugs in a crater on distant moon at Isham's Reach. Sadly, there does not appear to be a galactic authority responsible for enforcing the cleanliness of these distant beauty spots, so the councillor's crimes are likely to go unpunished. Commander Sovereign Winter can't afford to rest on his laurels, though. On the 7th of August, a 39th ship, the Python Mark II, becomes generally available. With a promise of 3 more ships after that and before the end of the year, the Councillor's completionist urges will presumably result in transgalactic trips 39 to 42 inclusive. These trips may seem a bit eccentric, but they weren't entirely about pointless self-sacrifice. His 82,000 jumps and 6.5 million light-years travelled so far have netted Sovereign Winter 115 billion credits in profit, which is nearly enough to be able to afford a new paint job for every one of his 38 ships, even at the new prices.
With the availability of the Achilles SCO frameshift drive, Hutton run records continue to fall. If we discount Commander Vulcaris's Thargoid-assisted 52 minutes and 31 seconds in early 3309, Commander Happy Moon Monkey pioneered the SCO with refueling stops approach that has been shattering all previous records, completing the run in a little over 31 minutes. Commander Stargoid slightly improved on this and became the first commander to complete the Hutton run in less than 30 minutes. The current record holder, Commander Asiliran, has done even better and has completed the Hutton run in just 28 minutes and 3 seconds. The new faster version of the Hutton run requires more skill than the pointed at Hutton and wait for 80 minutes approach that had previously been used. It also requires having at least 3 friends who are willing to wait along the route to refuel you, because Hutton really is a long, long way from everywhere else.
And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.